The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
There's a very thick presence of the Lord here this morning. And I trust God that nobody will return the same in Jesus' name. I want to appreciate all our married men and women. Let's give God a big clap for their lives. The Lord will bless you all in the name of Jesus. I want to say that the Lord will continue to bless your families mightily in Jesus' name. I want to also appreciate all those who have been involved from Friday, the program on Saturday on Friday. Yesterday we had a dinner, and of course we are here this morning for the service proper. I want to appreciate all the pastors. I also want to appreciate our dear mama and all the other leaders for their great work that they are doing. If you are clapping, come on, clap for Jesus. You see, learn to appreciate your leaders. Please give all our pastors and leaders a big clap this morning. They are great men, they are great women, hardworking men, diligent men. Give Jesus a big clap for these great men and women. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We have limited time this morning, and I'll try to be as fast as possible. Sister Toyin, you are welcome. You are welcome with your people. You are welcome. We are always excited to see you. You are welcome. Praise the Lord. And of course, to everybody here this morning, you are welcome. My home is abode, is the topic that we have been treating since Friday. My home is abode. If you were not here on Friday, I would advise you get the teaching of our mama on financial management. Effective financial management in the home. And not here on Friday, I would expect that you get that teaching. It will bless you. And it will change your life altogether. She gave us some keys that will help us in that. I was so blessed by that ministration. My home is abode. An abode is a residence. God's intention is to make our house or our home His residence. Somebody say residence. Let me hear you say residence. God wants to be resident in your house. He wants to stay there. He wants to be living there. Practically. And as a family, one of the things that happens when you have a family is that you have a house, you have a home. If somebody is married and he doesn't have a home or a house per se, they will not say he's married. Say, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and then he will practically move to his own home with his wife. So every one of us, and the concept of marriage is not a concept of man, it's a concept of God. In Genesis 2 verse 18, God said, And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. It is the Lord God that said it. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. So, God is the originator of the concept of marriage. That's why he likes to be in houses. And I pray that he will not leave your house. In Jesus' name. I'll be very fast this morning. Some benefits of making your home is abode. Number one benefit of making your home God's abode is protection and preservation. In Exodus 14 verse 14, he says, I will fight for you, you will hold your peace. When God is inside your house, there's no need for you to fight. He will fight for you. He's your defender. Also in Psalms 91 verse 10, the book of Psalms chapter 91 verse 10, he said, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. I will ensure that there is no evil, that evil will not walk into your house with his leg or with anyhow. And I will ensure that there is no plague. A plague will never enter your house. You know what they call plague? Problem, calamity. It can't enter. If it enters, I'm there to kill it. If it stays at the door, I'm there to defend you. I traveled in the course of a week. As I came back late at night, my wife told me that as she came back that night with the children, she met a bat, very big bat, black, inside the house. We didn't leave any windows open. How did bat enter the house? And she pursued the bat and slaughtered the bat. I will ensure that nothing that wants to plague you can plague you. I will ensure that the weapons of the wicked that is set against you is destroyed. Friends, there is going to be a heavy level of protection on you and your family from now onwards. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Number two, benefit of making his home your abode is blessings. Somebody say blessings. In 2 Samuel 6 verse 11, 2 Samuel chapter 6, particularly verse 11, when you read that story very well, from verse 1, there was the ark of God was being transported, and then all of a sudden something happened. Uzzah touched it, he died, and David somehow orchestrated how that ark can be moved to the house of somebody, which is the presence of God practically being moved to somebody's house. And the Bible says in verse 11 that Obed-Edom, who hosted the ark just for 3 months, someone say 3 months, he obtained blessing. He became a renowned person within 3 months. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom in the Gittite 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and he and all his household. God practically moved blessing warehouse to Obed-Edom's house. Why? Because God himself was in the ark and he was staying in. That's why you must do all you can to keep God in your house. That's why you must do all you can. Houses that God is in the abode, that is resident there, they swim in blessings. They swim in blessings. From today, you begin to swim in blessings. I say, from today, you begin to swim in blessings. From today, you begin to swim in blessings. I thought I would hear a louder amen. I thought I would hear a louder amen. I thought I would hear a louder amen. Pastor Mochebi, I think I need to travel abroad for like a month now. I think people are getting too used to me here. Maybe I travel for like 1 month with my wife, and then I'll just be phoning you. How are you doing? Okay? Instead of staying here to praise the Lord. Your life will never be the same again. I say your life will never be the same again. Number three, benefit of making God, making your home his abode, is that you enjoy peace. Somebody say peace. Somebody say peace. From today, peace will not be scarce in your house. In Isaiah 26 verse 3, the Bible said, thou shalt keep him in perfect peace, whose heart is stayed on you. I will keep him in perfect peace. That will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. I will ensure that in your house, there is peace. There will not be wranglings. There will not be fightings. I will ensure that peace rests there. When God is staying in your house, there is peace. Once people enter your house, there is peace of mind. 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 From today, everything causing unrest in your family is hereby sent out of that family in the name of Jesus. Every demon causing unrest. You see, the reason why people have a lot of issues in their houses and all that is because God is not staying there. If he's staying there, peace must reign. Once light comes, darkness doesn't argue with it. Hello? Hello? Once light comes, darkness is not saying, I don't want to go. Have you ever seen it? You entered your room from office. You enter the sitting room, there was light, NEPA light or generator light or whatever, and everywhere is dark, and you put on the light, then darkness now says, no, I will not go. Never, never. It will never happen. Once God steps in, devil must step out. From today, God must step into your house. Amen. I can't hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Number four, what happens when God, when God is in your home and has made it is about progress. Someone say progress. In Proverbs 4 verse 18, the Bible says the path of the just is like a shining light. It shines more and more until the perfect day. So God's intention is to make sure that your house is getting better. You are progressing. You are progressing. You are progressing. You are not meant to die inside one house. You got married there and then you are there all your life. No, that's not God's intention. You are to experience progress. Progress. Progress is about fruitfulness. You are fruitful. You have children. You have blessings. Things are working for you. From today, progress shall be your portion.
You will progress.
In every segment of your life, progress will not be scanty. Let me hear your loudest amen. 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 What took your friends 9 years will take you 9 weeks. I can't hear your amen. No. What took your friends 12 years will cost you 12 days. Let me hear your loudest amen. That is what happens when God is resident in your house. And number five, what happens when God has made his home, your home is about longevity. Someone say longevity. Long life is God's portion for you. According to Psalms 91 verse 16. You are men. He said, with long life will I satisfy you. With long life will I satisfy you and show him my salvation. I will satisfy you with long life. Friends, God is going to grant every family here long life. I say God is going to satisfy you with long life. I can't hear your amen. I can't hear your amen. Somebody might have died in your family before, but from today, everybody else is going to enjoy long life. Let me hear your amen. I don't know how to say this in English. I'll say it in Yoruba and I'll interpret it if I can. That is, any bad thing will not fall on you. Let me hear your amen. Any bad thing that will cause untimely death will never be seen around you and your family. Long life shall be your portion. Quickly this morning, how homes where God can make his abode. I'll give you about six or seven of that, then we go to pray. Homes, what are the homes where God can make his abode? Which kind of homes? What are the kind of homes where God can stay? Can God stay anywhere? No. Every one of you here this morning, can you live just anywhere? You have a standard. Hello? Hello? You have a standard of the kind of place you can stay. Even as a student, I can't stay in this kind of hostel. I can't stay in a hostel like this where I'll be doing short put. Hello? You know what I'm saying? I can't stay in this. As a married man, I can't rent this kind of place again. I've passed that level. It's the same thing with God. There are some homes that God can make his abode. And there are some, I want to show you what are the kind of homes that God can make his abode. Number one kind of home is a home where God is honored. A home where God is honored. In Isaiah 43 verse 20 and 21, explains to us that God needs to be honored. If we don't honor him, beasts will honor him. Isaiah 43, 20 and 21. Then the beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the oil, because I give waters in the wilderness, and rivers in the desert. Read this thing very well, though, because it has meaning. I start again. The beasts of the field will honor me, the dragons and the oil, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. Yes, next verse now. These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Anywhere you God is honored, God stays there. A family like the family of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas. Why did God live there? God was dishonored. In 1 Samuel 2 verse 29. 1 Samuel 2 verse 29. God was dishonored, and as a result of this dishonor, he withdrew himself. God will never withdraw himself from your family in Jesus' name. I said God will never withdraw himself from your family in Jesus' name. 1 Samuel 1. Beg your pardon. 1 Samuel 2 verse 29. 1 Samuel chapter 2, yes, verse 29. Okay, yes, you are in the correct place. God bless you. Wherefore kick ye at my sacrifice and at my offering, which I have commanded in my habitation, and honorest thou son above me. That was his offense. Eli honored his children. He respected his children more than God. God withdrew himself. I'll be very blunt this morning within this limited time. So get yourself set and tighten your belt. If you are a parent and you honor your children more than God, you are a failed parent. So, you are telling me you cannot tell your children to honor God. You cannot insist on your children honoring God. That's why God takes off out of our home sometimes. And you know the rest of the story you can read when you get home. Eli was a failed father. He was a failed husband. He was a failed pastor. He died. His neck was broken. His name became a reproach in Israel. Why? God was, in 1 Samuel 2 verse 30, B, he said, he that honoreth me, I will honor. He that despises me, I will lightly esteem him. I will debase him. God will never debase you. 1 Samuel 2 verse 30b. He that honoreth me, I will make sure I honor him. God will honor you today. Oh. That's why I always shout, honor God. Honor God. Honor God. Don't be coming to church late. Don't be behaving anyhow. Honor God. God is not a small boy. God is not a kid. Honor God. Reference God. Let God be honored in your family. Then God will stay there. As small as I am, if I go to a place and they dishonor me, I won't go there again. If I visit your house now, for example, there are some minimum standard of welcoming you should give me. Hello? So, not to talk of God. Not to talk of the Almighty. He must be honored if you want him to stay in your house. Number two, kind of house where God can abode is where he is consulted and worshipped regularly. In your house, I've said it a few times in this church, that we must all have a prayer altar. We must have a place of worship. We must worship him together as a family. I want to charge every family here this morning that your family must be a family where minimum once a day, you come together to appreciate God. Men that are here, you must take the place as men in your family. When we say men, when you say somebody is a man is not with mouth. Man is a responsibility issue. Hello? They say, I'm a man. Man that cannot lead prayer in the house, that cannot insist on the right thing being done. It's not a man. John chapter 4 verse 23. John chapter 4 verse 23. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such. Some are seeking God. God is seeking those who will worship him in their house. People are living here and climbing mountain. They live from here. Go and I told you of a guy that came to me for prayers, a member of another church came to me, went to a mountain with 670 staircase. If you ask him, maybe he doesn't do devotions with his family. And he climbs 670. A lot of us are hypocrites. In your own house, you did not kneel down to thank God. You went to one far place. You suffer still there. You suffer. It's an hypocritical thing. Let your house be the abode of God. In the morning and at night, if possible. If not possible, minimum once a day. God will not live there. Take as a man, if your husband is not around, he traveled, take charge as the woman. If the husband is around, husband, take charge. In our house, if it's the time for our prayer, the children themselves go to the television to shut it down. Say, it's prayer time. Even the smallest one. Say, it's time for prayer, time for prayer, time for prayer. You go and shut down the television. Not that daddy will now put his two legs on this and something, be sucking juice at 12. They have never prayed. Nonsense. 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 Your house must be a worship center. I've told you before, my wife and I, by God's privilege, when we had no children, staying in a rented apartment somewhere in town here, when we are doing our prayers, we have to lock the windows because we disturb everybody. In the four flats, different flats, we will lock our window because they will be looking like, is there a revival here? I said, there was no children. We were just having fun with God. Alone, just like mad men and women, we were the first to pack out of that rented apartment. Some people have been there for 10 years. We left them there. We moved to our own house. Wake up! What is this? You have not prayed together? Okay, what's the reason? It is mandatory, compulsory, important, It must be something that is very, very important to you on a daily basis to have some time together so as to keep God there. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17, it says, pray without ceasing. In Luke 18 verse 1, it says, men always ought to pray and not to faint. Always ought to pray and not. Number three, kind of home that God wants to stay. It's a home where love and respect is. Love and respect. Now listen to me. No matter what you have in this world, please ask them if they have Message version of the Bible. If they have it, I want 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1 to 13. But if they don't have, then I'll just read verse 13 alone under the KJV. But if they have, love and respect is important. Which version do you have? In the home, the husband must love his wife. According to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, husband, love your wife, even as Christ loved the church. Husband, here today, I want to charge you. Ephesians, not Exodus. Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wife. Love them. God, I want to believe that it's like God likes film show. God likes a home where the husband is showing love to his wife. He's displaying love and he's watching. I like this family. Oh, this is season two. I want to go and attend some other people. I'll be back for season three. He likes seeing you doing things well as a husband and wife. And of course, wives, respect your husband. Submit to the Ephesians 5 verse 22. Submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord. Also in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 1. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection. You know what it means to be in subjection? Many women claim they are in subjection. They are not in subjection. If you are in subjection, you are submissive. You are submissive. You are submissive. You forget you submit yourself fully to the dictate instructions of your husband. Then those kind of families are the houses where God wants to stay. Now let's look at, you don't have that version. Okay, since you don't have it, when you get home, read it. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 to 13. But let's just go to verse 13. It says, now abideth faith, hope, and charity, which is called love. But the greatest of them all is what? Charity, which is called love. No matter what you have, be prophesying like anything. If you don't, you are not a loving husband or a loving wife, you will fail. Your love must be solid if you want God to stay there. God doesn't like homes where you are doing as if you are cat and mouse. Love and respect. You love your wife. He says, like Christ loved the church, he gave himself for the church. Say, wife, submit to your husband's dictate. Not that he says one, you say seven. Submit yourself to his dictate. There is no modern way of running families. That's why there's so much divorce now. There is no modern way of running a family. Somebody must be the, anything that has two heads is a monster. Somebody must be in charge. And that person must be the man. I pray that every man here, you will take your place in Jesus' name. I say you will take your place in Jesus' name. You will take your place in Jesus' name. Women here, give your husband his place. That's why some men go out to get, let your husband be the one running the show. Give him his place in his house. Let him be the one in charge. Let him be the, because when the chips are down, you are not the one God we ask, is the one God we ask. And men, you too take your place. Don't let there be a right vice versa, where the wife is the one that is the husband is the wife. In every home here, it will never be like that. It will never be like that. I'm rushing because of time, because I want us to have time to dance very well as Sister Twin leads us this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody been blessed already, shout hallelujah. What are the kind of homes that God wants? Number four, a home where there's discipline. Discipline is displayed openly. Discipline is displayed and openly taught. Number four, what kind of home can God stay in? A home where discipline is displayed and openly taught. In your families, let discipline be openly taught. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 40. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 40. Let everything be done decently and in order. There is a decent way of doing things. There is a decent way of doing things. Let everything be done decently and in order. Let everything, let there be discipline in the family. Fathers, be a disciplined man. You can't be coming home at any time you want and you want God to be there. You can't be visiting joints. You can't be going from one joint to another in the middle of the night. You can't be walking like an occultic man, just moving from place to place. You can't be having girlfriends in every corner of the city and at the same time you expect God to abide in your house. He has parked his load long time, he has left. Be a disciplined man. Let everything be done decently and in order. Every woman here, be a disciplined. Don't be a woman that is prognosing. Be going from place to place and prognosing. Hello, did you hear what happened there? Did you hear? Are you a newscaster? Have you just been recruited by Al Jazeera or CNN? What's your problem? Be a disciplined woman. Where they put you, stay there. Stop moving from place to place. Stop disgracing your husband by your lackadaisical conduct of aimless movement. Be disciplined in your walk, in your speech. Many children, he said, if you tell them may God make you like your father, they say, I reject. Hey, like my father can. Please use another person. Why? The father is not, is an indisciplined man. And he said, God, you want God to be there. If you want God to be there, you must show discipline. I pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Number what now? Number five, the kind of home that God will be there is a home where there is joy and excitement. Joy and excitement. In Psalms 100 verse 1, Psalms 100 verse 1 explains to us the importance of joy. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. We must be joyful people. God is a God of joy. He's a God of joy. Joel chapter 1 verse 12 explains to us how things can go bad if there's no joy. Joel 1 verse 12. Joel chapter 1 verse, the vine dried up. The vine is dried up and the fig tree languisheth. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, even all the trees of the field are withered because joy is withered away from. God lives immediately there's no joy in the house. You enter some homes, immediately you enter, it's as if you should just leave. Everywhere is in a sorrowful state. Dry! Oh, your wife will look at the husband like this. Husband will look at the wife like this. In sorrow of heart, and immediately that happens, that family has already placed himself as a risky family. Because God will exit. What is making you moody all the time? What? Why are you always moody? Asking you, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? It's becoming a psychological problem. Why? Moody for what? Let the joy of the Lord be your enough of sadness in your family. And every family here today represented, stop allowing devil to sow seed of sorrow into your family. Stop it. When devil comes to you with sadness, reject it. Turn to your neighbor and say, I reject sorrow. I reject sorrow. I reject weeping. I reject sorrow. When you are moody, you magnet wrong things. So stop being moody. Stop being sad. Especially if you're a married person, in Exodus 9 verse 9, explains to us that all the days of your life, be happy, rejoice with your wife of your youth. Exodus chapter 9 verse 9. He says, Ecclesiastes, beg your pardon. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 9. I'm trying to rush because of time. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 9. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of thy life. Say, one thing is important for you as a husband. The wife God has given to you, live joyfully with her all the day. Be contented with living with joy. Wives, be happy. Don't be comparing what your friend is wearing. Don't be comparing yourself with another person. You don't know the problem the person is covering up with clothes. Let joy ooze out of your heart. Be happy with what God has done for you. I pray that the Lord will continue to bless each and everyone with joy in the name of Jesus. Psalm 16 verse 11 also explains that to us. I pray for somebody here today that excitement will never leave your family in Jesus' name. Let me tell you this, every woman here, every man likes an excited woman. That's one of the reasons why men have women outside. When you make your husband sad and unhappy, he has a distaste to be around you. And he wants to find succor outside, especially if he's not born again. And then he gets outside. When you look at him, you look at him like he's nothing. Somebody like, hello, Bobo. God, he put seven men inside you alone. You look wonderful. And the man says, that's me. That's me. And you at home, you say, hey, you crazy man, nonsense. Yeah, you are crazy. You are me, you are this, you are school fees. My friend, he will say, tell you, go and die with your school fees and of your children. I don't care. Because he's not happy. Be joyful. Be happy. Meet your husband with excitement. Let your house be an excited house. Let joy radiate in your family. Husbands too, don't be a moody man. Like the tribe of lion of the tribe of Judah of your family, your head is always down like this. Daddy Kilo Shele. All of you, stay in your room. What is it? Kilo day, kilo day, kilo day. What is it? Why are you so hard? Relax more. Let joy and excitement be your family. Go out together sometimes. Enjoy your life. Enjoy. You are getting old already. Time is going. How many life is this life that you are doing? How many times do you want to live? Relax. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your life. Thank God for where you are. Somebody being blessed this morning, shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Let joy radiate all the day. Don't let anybody be more joyful around your husband than you. Don't let anybody go and read books. Many of us don't read. We don't read. We are still working with 15 years ago knowledge when you got married. It's already stale now. Go and refresh yourself. I read marriage books at least two every month. Every month, new marriage books, every month, for the purpose of preaching and for knowledge in my own home. Some of you here, you say you are married, you have not read any marriage book, you are stale. That's why things are not working. You are already stale. Get something new. I pray that the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. Number six, home where God can stay. A home where scriptural instructions are obeyed. John 14 verse 15. A home where the instruction of scripture, like kingdom service, is obeyed. He said, if you love me, keep my commandment. Every home where God will stay, it must be an obedient home. In Isaiah 1 verse 19, say, if ye be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. If you want your family to be a good home, be an obedient family. Isaiah 1:19. Thank you, Jesus. If you be willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. If you want your family to eat the good of the land, make it a family that is obedient to scripture, kingdom service. If you as a parent, as a father, as a mother, you are not doing anything in church. Every Sunday, for month on month on month, you are not serving God. And you want God to stay in your family. You are not doing anything for God. Say, my work. Are you the only one working? Change your attitude. Change your approach. Change your way of thinking. If somebody is doing something and somebody is telling you this thing is wrong, and you keep on doing it, it's a sign of foolishness. It's a sign of foolishness. See, this thing you are doing is wrong. You are not serving God. You are investing all your energy on this world. Is this where you will be for life? What about your eternity? What about heaven? What is heaven recording? Companies recording your work. They are doing appraisal. What is heaven recording concerning your work? What is heaven saying concerning you? What about if the trumpet sound now? What is going to happen? You are going to say, yes, I was an engineer. You say, yeah, engineer. I forget engineering. There's no engineer in heaven. There's no doctor. There's no accountant there. You can't say, I'm a chartered. I can say, you are a scattered man. You are not chartered. You are scattered. Because when you were here, you did nothing. And number seven, where I'm going to stop this morning. The kind of home where God will stay is a home devoid of debt. You enter some families, it's so dirty. And you say you want God to be there. God does not stay in a dirty family compound. God stays in a clean your house if you want God to come there. If you don't have the strength to clean, go and employ somebody. Or you tell your children, this Saturday we clean. Clean under the bed. Some people, if you open under their bed like this, Jehovah. If you remove their chair, biro of more than 20 something years is there. Biscuit is there. Bone is there. They fumigated long time ago. The cockroaches that are dry, they are there. They clustered there. And you want God to be there. Move your chair, clean it. Sweat so that you can enjoy sweet. God will not stay in a dirty house. That's why every woman that is here, when you were still single, you cared a lot for God and cared a lot for the things of God. That's very good. Immediately you get married, you also care for your body. No man wants to come near a woman that is smelling of odor. Dress well and neatly. Dress decently. Smell nice. He's already smelling you from the door. Your husband is already, he has not entered yet. Your as he's about to enter, he say, where are you? He cannot even call you Yasafele at that time. He'll be calling you new names. Honey, darling, all of you here that think you still call your name, go and look for pet names. Pamper your husband. Pamper your wife. Pepperize him. He will not be able to forget you easily. Don't be in a dirty environment. You use the same bed sheet for 2.5 months. Your bed sheet has map of Nigeria, map of America, map of Scotland. Everything is there. For what reason? You can't remove it and wash it? Or you go and buy a spare one? Oh. God wants to be in a clean environment. Clean environment. Clean dress. Clean underwear. Clean environment. Clean bed. Clean sitting room. Let everything about your house be clean. Then you will see God coming in to abode there.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road in Loring. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.